You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
HTC's squishy new phone has all the things, even Alexa, by David Pierce. Imagine you're HTC. You were once atop the smartphone heap, making some of the best designed and most impressive Android devices on the planet. Life was so exciting. Then everyone else kept improving and you didn't. Samsung and Apple and Xiaomi and Oppo and, well, just about everybody passed you by. You're trying to get back into the game. What do? If you answered, throw 100 ideas into a single phone and see what happens, congratulations! You just joined HTC's product team. The company's new phone, the U11, sounds like a youth soccer league, but is absolutely loaded to the brim with interesting new tech and ideas. There's EdgeSense, an entirely new interface that lets you gently squeeze the sides of your phone to take a selfie, dictate a text, or open an app, like 3D touch, only on the sides of the phone instead of the screen. There's also a new design language ATC calls Liquid Surface, a super refractive, and by the looks of it, super reflective glass manufacturing process that makes the phone glisten in the light. HTC's even touting its audio prowess, which it calls USonic, and incorporates into a pair of noise-canceling headphones that come with the new phone. The U11's most awesome feature is its Alexa integration. It works hands-free, so you don't have to unlock the phone to use Alexa, and you get all the same stuff you'd get on an Echo. If the Fire Phone had survived, this is how Amazon would have integrated its virtual assistant. Since it's an Android phone, the U11 also has Google Assistant. You decide which you want to talk to at any given time. And since it's an HTC phone, there's a whole other assistant too. The Sense Companion keeps your phone running smoothly, reminds you to leave for work on time, helps with fitness goals, and the like. You could argue three assistants is too many, but we'd say there's no such thing. Though we'd also like to humbly request a hey y'all wake word to speak to all three assistants at once and have questions about whether the assistants know of each other and may get jealous over time. But we digress. Not interested in lovingly squeezing your phone or chatting with the peanut gallery inside and just want some super duper hardware specs? HTC's got you. The U11 has a 5.5-inch 2560 by 1440 screen and runs Qualcomm's brand spanking new Snapdragon 835 processor, along with 4 gigs of RAM and 64 gigs of storage. Its new 12-megapixel camera has wide aperture and fast autofocus and apparently received the highest score ever from DxO Labs, an independent image quality tester. The previous winner was the Google Pixel, which has a truly fantastic camera. Fingerprint reader? Check. Waterproof? Check. Sprint exclusive? Sadly, check. The Edge Sense stuff is HTC's biggest swing here, as the company grasps for a genuinely new and useful way to use your smartphone. It sounds clever, actually, but it's hard to imagine many developers building for one feature on one Android device, which means phone squeezing is probably forever just a shortcut button. Luckily, the U11 seems to have plenty of other stuff going for it. The phone's available for pre-order now, starting at $649 unlocked or $29 a month on your Sprint bill. It comes in blue, black, and silver, all of which look good. Is it enough to make HTC cool again? We'll have to see how good those photos really are and how much we like talking to Alexa on the go. But at first glance, the kitchen sink approach seems like the right one.